Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to decode your success, how to step into success in a much greater way. And if you are in real estate, if you've ever bought it, sold it, you're an agent, you're somebody thinking about being in real estate, this is a very important show for you because we're going to be talking with one of the number one real estate agents, managers in the country, and he's got a new book out. It's going to be amazing. But I want to ask you about your own success. Are you at the place that you want to be right now? Is your success where you want it to be? In your financial success, in your home life, in your career life, with your relationships, with your team, with your business? Where is your success on a scale of 1 to 10? All right? Think about that, because this show is going to help you to generate a lot more success. You know, we live in an age right now where if you need some more information, just Google it, right? You have it at your fingertips, or use AI, you know, either way. But today we're going to be talking about something deeper than that. It's called wisdom, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I'm done with so much information. What has to happen for us to really grow our businesses and grow our lives is we have to have wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? It comes through experience. It comes from being able to tap into that intuitive side of ourselves. It comes from creating success, creating great dreams in your life to move you to the next level, right? Now you have to tap into creativity. A lot of us have been dumbed down over the years. Our creativity and our problem-solving abilities have been dumbed down. But that doesn't have to be for you. So today we're going to talk about how to open up that creativity, create more success and more financial success, more success in all areas of life. I hope you are excited about this show as I am, because this is really a show that's going to move the needle for you. All right, I'm going to take a break here, and when we come back, I'm going to have my guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and we are calling this show The Courage to Create Lasting Success with my good friend and compadre over many years, John Joseph. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ken. Good morning.
It's really good to have you, man. And for those of you that know John, let me give him a formal introduction. John is one of Las Vegas's top-selling sales executives. He's earned the president's elite distinction for his high standards of productivity, service, integrity, and leadership. As a branch manager in the real estate office, he used his talents to support 300 sales executives, taking his office to number one in the nation. And as a vice president, he's trained and inspired over 2,000 agents. He also has a new book out. We're going to be talking about it. It's 365 Days of Real Estate Wisdom. And John, I don't even know where you had the time to write that book, but congratulations on it. And John, where I like to start is, I want to take you back in time a little bit, right? So you're a young mm-hmm. guy and you're thinking about how am I going to make a living in this world? And, how did you end up in real estate?
Well, Ken, I came out of the corporate world where I was a trainer and ops manager. I've been through the whole ladder of success in the corporate world. And one of the things that I realized was that my talents were being utilized, but the income wasn't commensurate with those talents and with my efforts. So as I was looking around for something else to do, I was just always asking myself, what is it that I could do that I could earn a very good living that is commensurate with the effort that I put into it? And honestly, I just wasn't looking to make somebody else rich. I was looking to make myself rich. I don't mean to be selfish about it, but that's what it was.
I think a lot of people want to be rich, and they have dreams and desires to be that. But I've known you for over a decade or two now. And one of the qualities that I've found in you is this persistence. It's like you create these big dreams, and then for whatever you get there. No matter what. I mean, where does that mindset come from?
Well, one of the things that I learned throughout the years and in part from you was that, if I try something and I don't succeed at it or fail at it, that doesn't mean I'm a bad person or I personally failed. It just means that I've learned something new in order to help me take another step closer to whatever I was trying to achieve at that time.
That's really good. Yeah. And, I think that, I talked in the prelogue here about wisdom. So many people just want more information, but, wisdom really seems to be the key. What say you on that?
Yeah. Like you said in the very beginning, a lot of people could get information from the internet, from AI, whatever it is they go to. But wisdom, in my opinion, truly comes from the experiences that you encounter every day. And I think what happens is most people are afraid to take chances. They don't necessarily have the courage to take chances to get that wisdom. Yeah. We have to learn to get out of our boxes and into that zone of being uncomfortable, because honestly, that's where the wisdom comes from.
It does. It's doing things that are way outside of our comfort zone and stretching ourselves. I think that's how you grow. Courage, you mentioned courage. And of course, I'm kind of the courage guy. Courage is a power. It's a force. It's not just a word, right? It's we feel that inside of us when we start moving in the direction of our dreams. John, you've helped thousands of agents to accomplish their dreams. What do you say is the number one reason people do not succeed?
Good question. I think people don't succeed because they don't have a clear understanding of what they want. I think when people are very clear on what they want in their life, then all of the hows, how am I going to get there, become very clear. But one of the things that I've noticed in working with agents throughout the country, actually internationally, is that they're not confident or they're not clear on what they're trying to achieve in their life. Because honestly, when I was running my very first office, I started out with 300 agents. And I would say probably about 100 to 125 of them I had to let go. Why? Because they weren't doing the production. And one of the common denominators was that they had no motivation. They had no reason why they were doing what they were doing, which means they wouldn't get outside of their comfort zone to learn something new to get them closer to what they
want.
That's
interesting. All right. So clarity is power, as you and I both know. And also that motivation, that why, you know, why are you going to accomplish your dream, your goal, no matter what, right? I think that's the key. It's that. Yeah. And, you know, it's, I ask people those questions, they'll flounder with them. I'll come back and I'll say, listen, I want you to write down a minimum of 10 reasons why you're going to accomplish this goal no matter what. And all of a sudden the light bulb goes on. Oh, that's inside of me. I know what that is. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's interesting you bring up that word motivation. You know, one of my other coaches years ago taught me that the word motivation means motive to action. So what's your motive or motivation to take the action to get you what you want? If you have it, great. If not, you got to find it.
I love that. Yeah, it's motive to action, right? Motivation, action. Yeah, got it. Okay, that's really good. All right, listen, I want to take a deep dive into this new book, 360 Days of Real Estate Wisdom to Create Success in All Areas of Real Estate. I love that. So I'm going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to take a deep dive into the success of this book. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And before I ask you the next question, John, I just want to remind my audience that that this show grows and you grow by passing it on. So we hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we also, you know, is there somebody, a business associate, somebody that you know right now that would really benefit from this conversation? Please pass this show on to them. Thank you. All right, John, listen, you wrote this amazing book, 365 Days of Real Estate Wisdom. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, excellent question. I would say probably about 22 years ago, 1 year into my new career in real estate, I would have coaching calls, one with you and maybe some of my other coaches. And I would actually journal after each one of those conversations. What is it that I learned on that call? And throughout the week, I would write a little more about what happened in that coaching session, either with you or someone else. And I started keeping these journal entries, one, for my own edification, because I would always go back to them as a reference of what I learned that week or a month ago or 2 months ago, whatever it happened to be. And I held on to these things. And year after year, I would go back to the previous year and looked at or observed how I grew in that past year. And did I grow at all? And if not, what actions do I need to take?
I love that. Well, you know, the title suggests a structured approach to success in real estate. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it's actually extremely accurate. Real estate let's be clear, this book is not only for real estate agents. Anybody in sales could use it, to be honest with you, because the sales principles are very similar from industry to industry to industry. So, yes, is there a structured approach? Absolutely. One of the things that we know when it comes to the sales business, it's 90% mindset. Skills are about 5%, and the other 5% is basically who you talk to or, as I like to say, just dumb luck. But there is a structured approach to help people keep their mindset in the right place to set them up for success. Now, their mindset alone is not going to create success, but at least it'll give them that foundation to work off of.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a saying, you know, I have a book out there similar to this one, it's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And I found that we don't need wisdom now and then. We need it every single day because like you were just saying, you know, our mind, it's easy to get our mind off track and go over here or go over there. And especially if something's difficult to do, you know, I always tell my clients, do the worst first. You might tell them the same thing, you know, but this book really helps people to apply this daily wisdom. So give us an example of what somebody could experience in the book.
Okay. Good question. You know, when somebody is utilizing this book, I mean, it's not a novel that you read from front to back. This is a daily book, a daily inspiration book. So when you show up in a given morning and open up to whatever the date happens to be, you know, you're going to read something that is going to either cause you to move emotionally or ask you to take some type of action, right, to get you closer to the goal. Now, here's what's interesting. As I put the book together, I noticed that some of the messages repeated. Now, not that the exact words repeated, but the concepts repeated. And why? Because we constantly have to be reminded of what needs to happen, how we need to think, what do we need to believe, and how do we need to act each day to continue to move forward.
I love that. Well, my mentor, Tony Robbins, told me, he said, Ken, a repetition is the mother lode of success.
Absolutely.
What we're talking about, repeating the concepts over and over again until we actually have a realization of the concept.
Yeah.
Because if we're just reading information and not applying, you might as well just Google some more information on the internet. You know,
sure.
It's not about that.
So, you know, I think if I could interject here, I think it was Napoleon Hill that said, you have to consciously control what goes into your subconscious. Okay. And this book specifically is controlling what goes into your subconscious on a daily basis. I always tell, no matter who I'm coaching, real estate agents, software designers, whoever it happens to be, I always tell them the same thing. You need to stay away from the news. You need to stay away from negative people, because all they do are dragging you down. And that subconscious is a recording of everything negative that ever happens. So I'm hoping, and the intent of the book was to put something positive in a person's brain or conscious, so it starts pushing that negativity out of their system.
Well, you know, I've learned that environment is stronger than most people's willpower, right? And
yep.
So if you're in a negative environment, you know, whether you're in a sales team that's negative, everybody's gossiping about each other or about the company or what have you, you have to break away from that. You just do. And what John's saying is really important. It's this piece where it's to make sure the inner environment is in a place where you can succeed. You know, everybody has negative thoughts now and then, but how do you overcome that? You start out with a book like John's or mine. Let's talking about John's today. And you start to realize the wisdom that's in that book on a consistent basis. John, how do you believe this book can help people in real estate or in sales over and above the mindset that we just talked about?
Yeah, the way it's written, there's always some type of action or question that is requested of the reader each day. So it gives them that little nudge to take one small step forward. I'm not asking them to learn the entire sales process in one day. All I want is just one small step each day to help people move closer to their goal.
Well, I love that, because if you take one small step a day in 365 days, you've got 365 actions you probably wouldn't have taken had you not got John's book and read step by step. So,
And if you think about this, salespeople, especially real estate people, are generally left on their own.
Right.
Remember, real estate salespeople especially are independent contractors.
Yeah.
So they are accountable to no one generally and are suspect and subjected to everything happening around them. So hopefully this book just helps them take that little step each day.
Okay, so John, I'm going to put the book up on the screen here, and I want to ask you, where can people get the book?
They can get the book on Amazon. That's primarily where it's being sold right now. The book is only about, I believe, 5 weeks old, and we're doing pretty well with it already. So, they can go right up on Amazon and grab the book.
Okay, 365 Days of Real Estate Wisdom. I love that title.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, I've got to take a quick break. We come back. You know, I asked you earlier about why people don't succeed. Now I want to ask you and come back, you know, what are the keys to success, whatever industry you're in? I'd like you to answer us that. Thanks. We'll be ready.
Okay.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
For all of you, I want to thank you for listening to us. And until next time, continue to look and seek and become the person that you really want to be. You know, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible. It's all up to you. You can do this. Till next time, take care. Impossible. It's all up to you. You can do this. Till next time, take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to decode your success, how to step into success in a much greater way. And if you are in real estate, if you've ever bought it, sold it, you're an agent, you're somebody thinking about being in real estate, this is a very important show for you because we're going to be talking with one of the number one real estate agents, managers in the country, and he's got a new book out. It's going to be amazing. But I want to ask you about your own success. Are you at the place that you want to be right now? Is your success where you want it to be? In your financial success, in your home life, in your career life, with your relationships, with your team, with your business? Where is your success on a scale of 1 to 10? All right? Think about that because this show is going to help you to generate a lot more success. You know, we live in an age right now where if you need some more information, just Google it, right? You have it at your fingertips. So use AI, you know, either way. But today we're going to be talking about something deeper than that. It's called wisdom, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I'm done with so much information. What has to happen for us to really grow our businesses and grow our lives is we have to have wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? It comes through experience. It comes from being able to tap into that intuitive side of ourselves. It comes from creating success, creating great dreams in your life to move you to the next level, right? Now you have to tap into creativity. A lot of us have been dumbed down over the years. Our creativity and our problem-solving abilities have been dumbed down. But that doesn't have to be for you. So today we're going to talk about how to open up that creativity, create more success and more financial success, more success in all areas of life. I hope you are excited about this show as I am, because this is really a show that's going to move the needle for you. All right, I'm going to take a break here, and when we come back, I'm going to have my guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Voices of Courage show. Today our show is The Courage to Create Lasting Success with John Joseph. All right, John, you've been in the sales game. You become a multimillionaire yourself. You know, you've helped thousands of people create success. What are the key principles to lasting success?
Sure. I think first and foremost, and let's talk about the sales industry specifically, there has to be a very clear understanding of the business. What is it specifically that salespeople need to understand about their responsibilities every day? Now, in the sales game, unfortunately, there's so many different ways for salespeople to succeed that they get confused and then they fail. Right? Too many options. So step one in being successful, understand very clearly what your job is. And in the world of sales, there's only four things that are key: generating leads, following up on your leads, giving great sales presentations, and negotiating contracts. That is the key to real estate. That's the key to any sales game. Second point in understanding success is understanding how to get business. I mean, I was taught very early on in my career, there's only three ways to get business in any sales job. And that's buy it, okay, wait for it, or we go get it. The most successful salespeople in any sales game. Second point in understanding success is understanding how to get business. I mean, I was taught very early on in my career, there's only three ways to get business in any sales job. And that's buy it, okay, wait for it, or we go get it. The most successful salespeople in any sales game. Second point in understanding success, a daily, weekly, monthly basis. It just all depends on what you're trying to accomplish in life. So you're the number one person that has control over how much you earn or your success. The other person is actually that voice in your head. And that's the scariest voice there is. Because that voice in your head.
That's the voice I want to talk a little bit about here. Because listen, man, let's face it. You know, whether you're in real estate, you're in any other business, you're out there, you're, you know, some days are tough. And some days, you know, they flow. And, you know, it's attitude, man. How do we get that attitude shift, John, so that we wake up feeling vibrant, ready to go every day?
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm asked that question at least once a day. And I'm coaching people almost every day. And I'm getting that question constantly. And it's always the same answer. And it's a very simple answer, but very difficult to execute. One, understand your motivation to want to succeed. To understand what numbers you have to achieve, i.e., you know, how many people you have to talk to, how much lead follow-up you have to do, how many presentations you have to go on. So one, understanding your motivation. Two, understanding your numbers. And three, saving your money so you could have what you want in your life. Because we're not working because we love sales so much. We're working so we can have the things in our life for ourselves and for our families.
Well, you know, that's let's talk about that third one for just a second, because, you know, I know those principles are in your book. And I know that, you know, a lot of people, they try to impress people, especially in the real estate. You know, they'll go out and buy a car that's like way above their affordability. They'll start dressing, yep. You know, and they'll go to Nordstrom's and buy their suits instead of going over to maybe Ross. I don't know. But, you know, they're overspending. That's the point. And yep. And that leads to this vicious cycle of lack, of limitations, of hurting themselves. Yep. So how do you help agents change that mindset to get out of this mindset of, you know, of extravagance, get into a mindset of being humble, being reasonable, being, you know, those people. How do you do that? How do you shift people's head like that?
It's interesting. We're coming out of the typical real estate agent's cycle of money right now. Typically what happens is agents earn income throughout the year, and they think all that money is theirs. But little do they, you know, little do they know that they have a partner named Uncle Sam. And when I say we're just ending that cycle right now, that money cycle with most salespeople, is they spend all of their money throughout the year, but they forget to save for taxes. They forget to save for their kids' college education. They forget to pay down all their bills. And what do? Oh, my God, I got a $15,000 check. Let me go buy a whole new wardrobe. I am an expert at what I'm doing.
I think that that's a big challenge for a lot of people. So it's that place of a long-term plan. I know you're big on plans, long-term plan for success. Do you have a long-term plan for your own success? I think that's an interesting thought.
I do.
I know you do. I've known you for so long. That was kind of a leading question. But let's talk about that for success.
Part of that plan.
Yeah, listen, you coach with me, so I know you got your plans. But let's talk about why that's so important. Like, you know, you're a guy that you know, you knew what you were going to do the last two decades. You've always had your plans. And I think a lot of people have, they have maybe short-term plans. I know what I'm going to do in the next month or 2 months or 3 months. Very few have a year plan. Very few have a three-year, even fewer, three-year, five-year, 10-year, a lifetime plan.
Right.
Yeah. How do we get people into that space? How do you get them into that space, John?
With a lot of effort and force, because nobody wants to think that far in advance, because most people don't believe that planning far in advance is actually possible.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. You know, we can make a five-year plan, and I do this with many of my, well, most of my clients and most of the people I interact with. Yes, we can make a five-year plan, and I have to help them understand that it might not be perfect, and that's okay. And the plan might change a year from now. Why? Because if they do what they're supposed to do, if they actually follow parts of the advice in the book, they're going to change and grow, and their thought process on their five-year plan might change because they're in a totally different place.
Yeah, they might make a lot more money than they ever thought possible. Yeah. Because they've shifted that inner understanding and have found the courage to go take those daily actions that create success. So I get it. Yeah. All right, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned in business when we get back.
Okay.
All righty.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with professional coach, speaker, trainer, and author, John Joseph. John, some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned in the business world and real estate world?
Sure. One, understand why you're here and why you're in the business that you're in. Be very clear on what it is. Two, understand that you have to learn every day. Learning is the key to growing. What do they say? Knowledge is power, right? Ignorance is fear. You always have to gain knowledge in your field of choice. I don't care if it's sales or not. Three, always remember that you have to continually improve your skills. If you're not improving your skills, you are going to stagnate and get very frustrated with yourself. Number four, always have a coach. Whatever business you're in, have a coach, because a coach is going to bring up things that you don't see, and a coach is going to push you to get out of your comfort zone at times. So they'd be my top four.
That's great, John. You know, that coach piece, by the way, and I want to swing back on a couple of the other ones, but the coach piece, I believe, is really important for continued growth and learning. And of course, you have to have the right coach. Yep. You need a coach that has experience in your marketplace of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
And, you know, for example, John and I are both business coaches, right? We know business backwards and forwards. We also know life backwards and forwards. So, John, I know you integrate life skills and business skills like I do. So And, you know, the other thing I want to say on that is that, you know, a lot of our clients have more than one coach. You know, they have a relationship coach, a career coach, a business coach, a coach that helps them with their fitness and what have you. So I just want to throw that out there. All right, John, you said something really important, though. You got to know the business you're in. So people come to you and say, well, I'm in the real estate business. Is that what you mean by that?
Especially in the world of real estate. Real estate is one of those businesses that gets fantasized about. You know, like you said, you know, people see real estate agents maybe driving around in fancy cars, having these big billboards, you know, having the nice hairstyle, the nice pictures, the nice clothes, all that type of stuff. And they might be watching, you know, these real estate shows on TV and believe that's the business they're in. Right. It's really interesting when newer sales or newer real estate agents come to me, they believe that they're in the marketing business. And they always say the same thing. I have a lot of money to get me started in marketing. I said, well, that's interesting. Because real estate is about talking to people. It's about interrelationships. It's about getting an immediate result after talking with someone. Yes, I need your services. No, I don't. But a lot of these agents go out there, hey, let's market. Okay, now you're just sitting waiting for business to show up. That's not the real estate business. Although a lot of people go there because they're afraid to get out of their comfort zones and actually talk to people, but we're in the talking business.
Yeah, we're in the relationship business and the influence business, I guess is what we would say, along with the combine that with the sales business, which really, what is sales? Yeah, I looked up the word years ago, and it was, I said, what does the word sale mean? It came from the Latin word survey, if I remember correctly, which means to serve.
Yep.
To serve. We're in a service business.
Absolutely. And the way you know that you can serve someone is by asking them.
Yeah. And, you know, and I, of course, and, you know, it's interesting. I love, you know, every successful person that I coach, they're learners and leaders. They're not just leaders. They learn, like you said, every day. It's like this grow or die mentality. I've got to learn something every day. And it's, from my point of view, John, it's past just learning. It's realizing what they're learning every day. In other words, they go out and apply it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And think about this. Now, Ken, I have your book, right? Courage to Change Everything. Yeah. And now I've done it since you published it.
Yeah.
So I'm into what, my second year now going through the book?
Right.
And every time I read an entry, even though I read it last year, I'm reading it from a totally different place this year. So it means something totally different to me today than it did 365 days ago. Heck, I read my own book every day and learn stuff.
I love that. Well, you know, I wrote that book to be a living book, living with you. Mm-hmm. I know you did the same thing. And John just described that very well. As you change your consciousness, as you change your awareness and expand your awareness, you will read these books again and again from a place of a different point of view, and it'll apply to you in a different way that will probably blow your mind in many times.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, listen, I'm going to take one more break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about a little more about success, a little deeper dive in success. You know, success has like so many meanings. I want to know what success means to John Joseph and how these success principles got you to be a multimillionaire. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back. by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back to the Voices of Courage show. This is your host, Kendi Foster. We'll be right back to my guest, John Joseph, in just a second. But I want to mention to you, which I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, the way this show has grown is by you. And the reason I do these shows is for you, to help you to grow, to evolve, to be the best person you can possibly be. And we do that by putting on these shows, bringing amazing guests and principles that apply to you personally on a daily basis, hopefully. So if you would do us a favor, go subscribe to our YouTube channel and also share that. Share that with a few people, okay? Because that's how we'll grow. That's how you'll grow. John and I just talked about being of service. That's how you could be of service to this show. If you're getting value from us, please pass it on. All right, John, I got you back here in the studio with me. I appreciate everything we're saying. Let's talk about the meaning of success, what it means to you, how these success principles permeate your thinking, and how that helped you to become the man you are today.
So I live by the definition of success. I believe that came from Earl Nightingale. And he said, success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal or objective. Let me repeat that. Success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal or objective. Progressive realization means it's a journey. It's not fixed. And one of the things that I learned from you, Ken, throughout the years was, even though I might have had a five-year plan, and I might have succeeded, failed, you know, was mediocre at certain times, it all was a journey and a building block of a solid foundation to get me to be where I wanted to be. Now, there might be setbacks. A lot of things could happen, family issues, health issues, environment issues. You know, we had COVID to put a squash on a lot of stuff for a couple of years there. But it doesn't make a difference, because that progressive realization, which is nothing more than a journey, will get you to where you want to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, foundation is the key to it all. When you're laying out a building, you're laying out the foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, that building's not going to last that long, and your business isn't going to last that long. And when we're talking about foundation, you and I are talking about the plan. We're talking about the attitude. We're talking about modeling success and surrounding ourselves with successful people. We're talking about stretching yourself out of your comfort zone. We're talking about daily actions. This is the plan that that we're talking about here, the foundational plan.
Sure.
You know, and without that, I don't know how anybody succeeds, because, you know, like you said, COVID comes, a family disaster comes, a friendship challenge comes. Somebody leaves your team, somebody comes into the team that disrupts your team. I mean, all these challenges come, and without that foundation, I don't know how anybody succeeds. What do you say?
Yep. No, I 100% agree. And as when you have that strong desire to achieve something, you'll figure out how to make it all work, regardless of what happens, whether it's COVID, whether it's health issues, whatever the situation happens to be. Listen, there are a lot of people in the sales industry, be it real estate and everything else, that after COVID, they failed miserably because they didn't have that true drive to continue to move forward. They let the environment of the world affect their thought process.
I love that. You know, reflecting, John, I'll get personal with you here for a second. Reflecting on your own journey in real estate, what would you say some of your personal challenges have been?
Ego was the biggest one. That's something that you helped me get over. We all have an ego, and ego is not a bad thing, but sometimes ego gets in the way of causing or allowing you to do what you need to do. Your ego wants to keep you in that little box in your little comfort zone and wants to protect you from anything negative or anything that might feel uncomfortable. And getting over ego was probably one of the biggest challenges I had. And it was people like you. I've had two primary coaches in my life. You being one of them helped me get through that by asking some very powerful questions.
Yeah. That ego is, and John, I'm just sitting here smiling because you identified what the ego does so well. You've learned.
Oh, yeah.
You've learned. You know, it's that protection thing, and you know, it keeps it, it. You know, quite frankly, the ego will keep you right in your comfort zone. It won't let you go out because it's there to protect you. And people think just the opposite. No, this guy's got a big ego. Look at what he's doing. Imagine what he could do without the ego.
You know, if I could share a quick story here, and you probably remember this. I was a highly successful real estate salesperson, and I remember calling you one day and I said, I have this opportunity to serve 300 real estate agents in an office that's failing miserably. And you took me through an exercise to get past my ego of being a very successful salesperson and becoming now a person of service, somebody that's in service of others to help them succeed. And that was a true, true step, I think, in my growth. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. But, you know, it was one of those life moments that we all have. You could stay where you are and you're very successful, or you could go to the unknown and shift it into something that would be great opportunity or great failure, or maybe both, right? And you took the step with the courage, and after you laid out the plan, you thought it through, you broke through. That was amazing, John.
Well,
listen, we got about a minute left here in the show. What's your final words to those that are listening to this show today, and they want to create more success in their life?
One, get over fear. I know it encompasses a lot of our lives, but figure out what that fear is. Figure out what is it that you're really looking to achieve in your life. And then take some steps. Grab a coach. Grab a friend. Grab somebody and set a plan to break through the fear and take the steps to get to where you want to go.
I love it. Thank you, John, for being here. It's 365 days of real estate wisdom, your year of success. John M. Joseph, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it where all major books are sold. And John, thank you again for being here on the show.
Ken, thank you very much.
For all of you, I want to thank you for listening to us. And until next time, continue to look and seek and become the person that you really want to be. You know, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible. It's all up to you. You can do this. Till next time, take care.